King Ahasuerus of Persia decided to reward Mordecai the Jew for his faithfulness. Haman, the king's chief counselor, was ordered to honor him in public. Haman was the sworn enemy of Mordecai and of the whole Jewish nation that he had plotted to destroy. So the king's orders filled him with fear and shame. That day, Haman alone of all the courtiers had been invited with the king to dine with Queen Esther, and he was requested to go the following day to another banquet. While they were drinking wine, the king asked his wife, "Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given you. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom it will be granted." Then the queen answered, "If I have found favor with you, O king, and if it pleases your majesty, grant me my life. That is my petition. And spare my people. That is my request. For I and my people have been sold to be destroyed and slaughtered." Taken aback, the king cried out, "Where is the man who has dared to do such a thing?" Esther replied, "The enemy is this vile Haman." On hearing this, Ahasuerus got up in a rage and went out into the palace garden. Haman was terrified, knowing that his fate was already sealed. So he stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. When the king returned to the banquet hall, he saw Haman, trembling, fall on the couch where Esther was reclining, and he cried out, "Will he even molest the queen while she is with me in the house?" Hardly had he spoken than the servants covered Haman's face. One of them said, "A gallows 50 cubits high stands by Haman's house." Ahasuerus replied, "Hang him on it." So they hanged Haman on the gallows he had prepared for Mordecai, and the king's fury subsided. Then Esther told the king that Mordecai was a relative and that he had been good to her. King Ahasuerus sent for him and made him chief counselor, and the king's signet ring, which gave him royal authority, was given to him. But Haman's death did not undo the wrong he had done. The decree Haman had issued stipulated that the massacre of all the Jews in the kingdom was to take place on the 13th day of the 12th month, and the law of the Medes and Persians would not allow even the king to repeal it. So Esther and Mordecai went to see the king, and Ahasuerus received them graciously. Esther said, "How can I bear to see disaster fall on my people? How can I witness the destruction of my family? Now, if it pleases the king, let an order be written overruling the decree that Haman issued to destroy the Jews." "Haman has been hanged," the king replied, "but no document written in the king's name can be revoked. Now write another edict on behalf of the Jews, as seems best to you." At once the royal secretaries were summoned, and Mordecai's orders were put down in writing in the different languages of all the provinces of the empire. The dispatches were sealed with the king's signet ring and sent by couriers mounted on swift horses. The king's edict granted the Jews in every city the right to protect themselves on the 13th day of the 12th month, the day appointed for the massacre of the whole Jewish nation. They were to be ready to defend themselves against any armed force that might attack them and their families, and they were to plunder the property of their enemies. The city of Susa was overcome with joy, and a great celebration was held. There was rejoicing throughout the Persian Empire, and many people in the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. On the appointed day, the Jews assembled to defend themselves. The nobles and governors helped them, and their enemies were destroyed, along with the 10 sons of Haman, who were hanged on gallows. The next day there were celebrations and feasting in every province. Mordecai became very powerful and worked for the good of his people. He decreed with Queen Esther that this great deliverance was to be celebrated each year by 2 days of joyful remembrance called Purim, because the life of the Jewish people had been saved. Next episode, Ezra the Scribe.